he just kept doing whatever he could to learn new things and to learn the skills that would keep him fresh. So he was doing that. And when he got knocked back for jobs because he apparently lacked a skill of something or whatever, he studied that up and he kept going. And then when he did this interview today, he aced it. And they said, you smashed the interview, got the job straight away. Start next week. Hello and welcome to the PyBytes podcast, where we talk about Python, career, and mindset. We're your hosts. I'm Julian Sequeira.
And I am Bob Beldebos. If you're looking to improve your Python, your career, and learn the mindset for success, this is the podcast for you. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the PyBytes podcast. This is Bob. I'm here with
Julian. Welcome back. Welcome back, Bob. Happy New Year, everyone.
2024. We're back. Yeah.
Our first episode in, I don't know, months with just the two of us, I reckon. And our first episode of 2024. First episode after 2 weeks off straight. It's a good day.
Yeah, man. Like, we even forgot how to do intros because I think we haven't recorded together for 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's ridiculous. But we do know that this same episode last year, we spent 10 minutes catching up on the episode. So we're not going to do that today. We're going to talk a little bit about the holidays, but we're going to keep it to like 1 or 2 minutes. What do you reckon?
Yeah, less banter. I had to go through it. I made it 11 to get to the goal section. Not going to happen
last
again.
Last year.
Apologize.
Yeah, we apologize. But yeah, did you have a good break? You had 2 weeks off as well.
Yeah, man, we took the full 2 weeks. And as always, we realized how important it is to take breaks. So I'll leave it at that. But yeah, it was a good mix of family, reading. We did connect for a few things at some point, and we were really happy that we quickly disconnected to take the full advantage of the break.
Yeah, it was funny. When I was in holiday mode, I was like, I don't even want to do this. I don't even want to see you. No, I'm kidding. That wasn't it. But it was a good 2 weeks. Lots of family. It flew by for sure. Coming back to work on Monday was tough. It was definitely tough. But PyBytes gives me energy. So I'm well into it now and feeling good. So that's why we're recording right after we've come back to work this week. So
yep. Yeah, it was nice. Awareness saying like, hey, I did 2 hours of PyBytes this morning and I feel hyper energized. Mm. Just realizing that we're on the right track. We're doing something really cool here. Yeah.
Yeah, the energy coming back to this was wonderful. I felt, it's funny, even though we had holidays, it was nice knowing that I was going to come back and do something, you know, to use the buzzword productive. So as opposed to just sitting down and chilling out and playing games and relaxing and stuff, it was quite nice. So,
well, we even went back to the why and we wrote down some tenets and then we're like, this is why we do it. Okay. It makes sense.
We'll cover that in another episode, why we do it and why it's important to know that stuff when you dive into, you know, your goals and things that you're doing. And that's a nice segue into today's episode, which is, as we do it, I think every year now, we start the year with an episode about goals and all the whole New Year's resolution buzz and all of that stuff. So should we dive in, Bob?
Yeah, you take the lead.
Yeah, I'm first. All right. So the first thing I wanted to acknowledge was that I had a chat with my wife shortly after New Year's, and she actually asked me, she goes, what's your New Year's resolution? I said, and it was kind of funny. I had this weird feeling of not even feeling like we were in a new year. In reality, it's an arbitrary date, right? It's just a number on a piece of paper that we decided a long way back indicates the start of a new year in time with the lunar stuff and the rotation around the sun, whatever, the orbit and so on. But the point is that nothing actually changes from a personal perspective from December 31st to January 1st. So for me personally, the goal was exactly the same. You know, if I have to wait till January 1st to set a goal, what am I doing, right? But I acknowledge it for what it is. It's a nice trigger, and that's what we need to think about here is that January 1st is a nice trigger to say, okay, I'm getting my act together. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So when it comes to your goal for this year, don't act like it's something brand new, right? This is something that you've wanted to do all of last year. This is something that you've been thinking about. It's been weighing on your shoulders. It's something that you want to achieve. It's not something brand new. You don't have to come up with some crazy idea that's going to be life-changing and life-ending and so on for you, because then that's the sort of stuff that burns you out straight away and makes you think, oh, I don't want to do that. You know, so for right now, I know after these 2 weeks off, I've definitely packed on a bit of weight around the waist. And so, you know, a small goal for me is just to lose a bit of that Christmas weight, you know, and that's it. But I'm not going to say I want to change my lifestyle to be, you know, the healthiest person on the planet, do 7 workouts a week and eat nothing but spinach all day. You know, that's not what it's about. You know, make your goals achievable, make them meaningful to yourself, and you know, you'll get there. But again, make those goals achievable. It's 2024, yes, but these things don't need to be mind-bendingly new and crazy, and this is the year of change for Julian, for Bob. No, this is just a continuation. You're going to keep going. You're going to stay persistent, which is another tip I'll get to later, and you're going to get there. So there's my take on the goals at the start of the year. What do you think?
No, that's awesome. You just created an open loop. Now I want to know about persistence. But, I'm next.
No, that can wait. Your turn. It's your turn. What do you have?
I want to talk about attention. So there was this awesome Instagram post. I'm not on Instagram, but I got it through Tim Ferriss. We're also sharing this in our newsletter today.
Nice save.
Eh?
Nice save. I'm not on Instagram. I got it through Tim Ferriss.
That's true. And basically it came down to what you pay attention to expands. And that really resonated with me, because as you talk about goals, the flip side of goals is to, you know, create sound habits and focus to accomplish those goals, right? And we are pretty deliberate in our goals with Python and the business. But to accomplish that, you need to really be disciplined and have good focus, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very easy to, you know, fall into the go into rabbit holes with social media, but also emotionally with the current state of the world and negativity. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to me, focus, creating sound habits, being very deliberate with time. That's what I really want to focus on now. No pun.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so when you say focus, what's your suggestion for people?
So that anticipates a little bit my point 4 about building. For example, with technical content, I'm very deliberate in doing that first thing in the morning. There's a whole episode of it with Hugh a while ago about, you know, being productive and putting content out. But yeah, like I do set a reading goal this year. I do have some streaming services, but I'm very deliberate how much I can consume every day. No more than 1 chapter or episode, right? Doing my 30 minutes of Python, or these days Hyper Systems Media, that HCMX book, reading in the morning. So I set up all these habits and triggers. For example, so no social media apps on my phone, not even the Circle community. Just know, like, creating those boundaries. That to me is key. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, you know, focus is about not getting distracted, right? I know that sounds so obvious to say, but it's true. I mean, we've mentioned this so many times before, the whole doom scrolling on your social media apps and stuff. It just sucks the time out of your day, and it ruins your focus to get those notifications every 2 minutes. And it really isn't the end of the world to not have those enabled or completely remove them from your phone. Life actually doesn't end. And I know it feels like to think about, you know, deleting Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is off your phone, if you happen to use those a lot, I know it feels like pulling teeth the idea of deleting off your phone is blasphemy. It's criminal, right? But
I have no issue with that. But
well, you don't because you're a robot. No, I'm joking. You're not a robot. I'm just saying that because I can't.
A robot with emotion. I know.
Exactly. No, but I know it feels weird, right? Because it's like, well, when else am I going to do it? Well, the problem is that because it's on your phone there all the time, you can be distracted at any point of the day. How many times do you just sit at the table and just absentmindedly pull out your phone to go browse Facebook? I'm guilty of this, right? Of LinkedIn and things like that, because you know we're constantly checking those things. But if you actually remove those from your phone, you get more time back in the day, and then you have to focus to use them, which means come to your computer, sit down on the laptop or your desktop and intentionally go and check it, right? And there's less distraction. You go check it, check your notifications, it'll be closed, right? You're not going to get phone notifications. So anyway, there's a whole episode in this for sure. But
Yeah. So for me, triggers is everything with this, right? So both in a negative and a positive, like social media apps off the phone is a great way to just make it harder for yourself. But then having the Kindle app on your phone with your pre-selected list of books, that's a positive enabler, right? Yeah. But lastly, what I want to say about this as well, like, so again, going back to what you pay attention to expense, that also goes for when you get, for example, negative feedback or, you know, how much attention you're going to spend on that, right? Like, you can, you know, spend a lot of energy and time on that, but you can also just take the constructive part out of it and just move on, right? So less lingering on these negative things and just focus on the positive side, you know? And I think that's a sub goal of this for me.
Yeah. No, I really love that quote. What do you pay? Focus on the attention spans. What was it?
What you pay attention to expands.
What you pay attention to expands. I didn't even speak English there when I asked you that question. I really like that. It just, it feels, if you visualize it, it's like when you focus on something, that's all you see and you get into it. It's like putting your face in water and seeing everything under it. You're no longer focused on what's behind you, you know? So I love that. That's a really good one.
Start your year with a Python breakthrough at PyBytes. Escape tutorial paralysis and jump into practical, just-in-time learning. Our personalized coaching beats imposter syndrome and sharpens your Python skills. Join our PyBytes community, a network where passionate developers grow together. Whether you're a beginner or leveling up, we tailor the journey to your pace. Visit PyBytesDeveloperMindset.com now. This year, transform into the confident, in-demand Python developer you're meant to be. Your Python mastery begins today with PyBytes.
Okay, can I move on to the...
Yeah, we can get into Napoleon Hill and how thoughts in your mind stirs the action. But you move on. You move on.
All right, we'll move on. We got a meeting in 13 minutes, so we better hustle. This is how we chunk up our time. Okay, so the next one is about persistence. Now, you've all heard me talk about it. You've heard Bob and I talk about persistence before and how it's key. I wanted to link this as a bit of a feel-good story or a bit of a story inspiration for all of you out there. So please feel free to share this part of the podcast with your friends and family and network and so on, because I know there are a lot of people out there that are struggling at the moment with regards to careers, especially in the tech industry. Things have been tough. 2023 was garbage for the tech industry, with layoffs galore and people losing their jobs and spending on average 7 to 9 months, whatever. We've got to check back on the Cassandra episode for that data point. But 7 to 9 months to find a job in 2023, especially in the tech sector, it's a scary time. One thing I do want to remind you is that the job will come. Something will come. The one thing that is within your control is to be consistent and persistent. Show some grit. Don't give up, right? I know it's easy for me to say that. So this is why I have this story. So I have a friend, a very, very, very close friend, who actually asked permission to tell this story. So I won't mention his name, but he quit in late 2022 from his tech job. He was well off. He was fine. That was 2 months before the tech layoffs started to happen, 2 to 3 months before the industry just imploded, right? And everyone lost their jobs and everything, to put that lightly. So he struggled throughout 2023, countless interviews. He couldn't even tell me the amount. It's countless interviews and job applications. He kept going. He tried everything. He was customizing his CV for everything. He got his CV reviewed. He was doing phone screens. He even tried potentially taking roles that were less experienced than what he was doing first, right? Because he was like, I need to get back in. And it wasn't easy. There were times where his mindset took a dive, where he just struggled. And I remember, you know, a few months back, him saying to me, my tech career is dead, right? And I'm sure all of us who know people who've been laid off the past year or lost their jobs and what have you, have felt this way. And it's gutting. It's absolutely heartbreaking to hear someone say that, especially a close friend of yours, right? And that's how I felt. And, you know, through all of this pain and turmoil and disappointment and the depression and anxiety that comes with it, not being able to pay the bills and getting into debt and everything, the one thing that was within his control was to keep trying. And throughout this entire time, he didn't land a job. He went something like 14 months now without a job.
Wow.
And yeah, he just took on a menial job, as in a laborious job, something that isn't even in the tech sector, something that has nothing to do with machines and with networks and coding and all that sort of stuff. And this role was paying him, I think, one third of what he was making when he was in the tech sector. So that alone was a confidence hit to him, to see his salary drop that much, but he needed something to put food on the table. So the reason I'm painting this really clear picture, this almost bleak picture, is because one thing he didn't do was give up. Even on the days when he did feel like giving up and he just wanted to sit there and cry and break down, he did those things, but he still kept applying for jobs. He still kept hitting up his network. He didn't stop. He had people looking for him. He reached out. He had automatic job knockbacks and turndowns. Today, he messaged me 3 hours ago while I was having dinner, saying, I got a job. I got a role. The amount of money he's getting paid has blown my mind, and it will certainly help him with this, with the you know, debts and not so much debts, but rather the bills that have accumulated over the past year and a bit. And he said, I could cry. I could cry. I can't believe it. And it came down to, and I said this to him, I said, I want to cry. I said, dude, I'm so proud. I said, this literally just came down to your persistence. So again, I'm telling this story so all of you out there this year, 2024, whether it's you or a family member or a friend, with all the craziness that is bound to come our way this year, that we've already, you know, suffered through and persisted through, just keep pushing. If you're out of a job, if you're looking for a new role, if you're in a miserable role, and so on and so forth, just keep pushing. The jobs will come, the work will come, opportunities will come. But if you are not prepared, if you are not there, if you are not putting your name into the hat to get the job, you will not get it. So again, and this is the last thing I'll add on this, Bob. I'm sorry, I'm on a soapbox on this one. One thing,
so worth
my
it.
Friend.
So worth it.
Yeah, exactly. It's
very inspiring.
Story. You didn't even know this, right? So
usually happens. The stories come out on the podcast, not even in our private conversations.
I know. And I'm super happy for him. Like, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I'm smiling ear to ear as I say this.
Everybody, this tune into YouTube.
Yeah, that's
plug. You never see Julian happier than now. Yeah.
But the thing that he did do as well within his power, as I said, was to put his name in the hat, right? So that the opportunity was there. But to make sure he was the right person when those opportunities came up, is he studied. Even though he necessarily couldn't afford formal study and things like that, he just kept doing whatever he could to learn new things and to learn the skills that would keep him fresh. So he was doing that. And when he got knocked back for jobs because he apparently lacked a skill of something or whatever, he studied that up and he kept going. And then when he did this interview today, he aced it. And they said, you smashed the interview, you got the job straight away. You start next week. So there you go.
That's amazing, man. Really inspiring. Yeah. And it, that also ties into my last point.
Yeah, do it.
Although originally was building, not consuming, but stop consuming, start building. But now I'm pivoting that a little bit because based on your story, this is all about the compound effect as well, right? Apart from persisting, you also should think about building up the asset, right? Like the best time to plant a seed is 10 years ago.
And the second
best time is today, right? So if you haven't put your content out there, you haven't been building, well, that's okay. Start today, right? Like when we're reflecting on some of the things that have worked for us, because we turned 7 last year, 19th of December, so a few weeks ago. If you really remember reflecting on it, it was really like, yeah, it's apart from that focus and being deliberate, it was like building up these assets, right? Like the 100 Days of Code challenge raised a lot of visibility. Building our channel, I was fixing some bugs on the 2 bugs on the platform. That was the reason I hopped on over the break. And like there was an update to the pillow library and it broke something, and like, wow, I saw that some things had actually quite some impact, and that was because the platform has grown pretty big. Then I also remembered, like, yeah, that was coding, and often till late in the night, right? And all that effort we've put in over time that has compounded to a pretty cool platform that's still doing its thing, right? And that's also one of the things that really inspires me with programming, that you can build up all these tools and things and they still work for you, either being at serving people as a product or being an asset on your portfolio. So related to your persistence point, yeah, start building. Don't worry about things having been built before or not. Mm-hmm. Build your version of it, right? But start building. Stop consuming all these tutorials, all these resources. Build your thing. So we want to challenge you and ask you, what are you going to build this year? And let us know, right? We want to know what you're going to build with Python, because we're all about building. And that's how you become a developer. That's how you get better as a developer. But it's also pretty darn cool to just build your own solutions, you know?
Yeah. And we actually mean that when we say we want to know. We love nerding out on the cool things people are building, the ideas they have, and even providing feedback if it's requested. But yeah, you can do that by jumping into our Circle community to say hello and send us a message in there, or even jump on a call with me and Bob. We're always here to chat. So there you go.
We'll never spare 15 minutes to talk with you about your career and what you're being up to and give you a bit of advice. But yeah, the Circle community is going strong. I'm really happy that we moved to that platform over Slack. And there's a bunch of spaces, people joining, sharing. So yeah, if you build something cool, share it. Share it in one of the spaces. Get people to try it out. And, you know, maybe you find an accountability partner, maybe, you know, partner in crime to contribute to open source.
Yeah.
That's happened before. Yeah. So yeah, we'll link the link in the description to join. It's a really cool place.
And if you're lucky, you can even organize meetups. Like I was just going to say, two of our community members in the UK just met up, and we were like, FOMO. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, somebody even did a Python meetup in his house, right? So all kinds of cool stuff happening.
Yep. That was cool. Those pictures were mad. That was awesome. All right. Well, look, we're at time. We have that meeting, but actually, Bob, we got a couple of minutes. What are you reading? Anything you want to share?
I was skipping the books because it's tight on time. But yeah, I'm focusing on the Hypermedia Systems book. Wukash recommended, Chris May recommended, Andrew McPhil recommended. So that was 3 recommendations. And then, you know, I want to do some videos at some point, adding HTMX to Django, and that book really explains how HTMX works, why it's cool, and so yeah, it's pretty dense. It's over 500 pages, but you really get a yeah. It's so far. I mean, I'm 20% in, and it's really good. So
yeah,
nice. Definitely gonna finish that.
Cool.
You?
Oh, yeah. There's I can't.
You didn't expect that, huh?
It's sitting on the floor over there, but I'm reading a book on manners, of all things. It's just a light, entertaining read for the holidays, and I'm actually enjoying it on modern-day manners.
I'm kidding.
I could use some manners. Yeah, that's right. I'm so rude. Anyway, all right. Well, look, that's it. We're at time. So, everyone, thank you for listening. Here is to a very productive, goal-focused, and meaningful 2024. As always this year, we are here to support you on your Python journey. So please reach out to Bob and I. We're always, as we said, we're always here for a chat. As you know, we do coaching. And so if that is something that you want to do to really give you that cut above the rest this year and make some big changes in your Python career and even just your IT career, come and have a chat with us and we'd love to help you with that.
Yeah, hope to see you in our community and to a successful, healthy 2024. Thanks for tuning in.
Beautiful. Cheers. See you, Bob.
Adios. We hope you enjoyed this episode. To hear more from us, go to pybit.com/friends. That is pybit.es/friends and receive a free gift just for being a friend of the show.
And to join our thriving community of Python programmers, go to pybit.com/community. That's pybit.es/community. We hope to see you there and catch you in the next episode.